إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, today I'm going to ask you for lots of du'as. Our brother Dr. Babuddin, the cardiologist who was suffering from cancer, for whom we did du'a in last Jummah, the Jummah before, not this Jummah, the one before that, and which I asked you also to make du'a. Yesterday he passed away. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. Make du'a that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should give him Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la bighayri hisab. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should give sabr to his family, that his illness and how he suffered in this illness, that it should be the means of his deliverance from his sins, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should accept him and be pleased with him, and that his meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be the most beautiful meeting of his life. Yesterday I was in Oxford, and I cannot help but think, a university which today is over 1,000 years old, and what were we doing as Muslims? We were building tombs and palaces. In 1643, when Harvard College was being built, Shah Jahan was building the Taj in Agra. Same years, one built a university and one built a tomb. And so they have the world and we have the tombs. And every time I go to these places, I think to myself, the lament is not about the past, it's not about what Shah Jahan did or what this Ottoman king did or that one did. The lament is what we, you and I today, are doing or not doing. And that is what we need to think about. It's not only a king who does right and wrong. Every single one of us, Allah has given us authority, Allah has given us resources, Allah has given us abilities. And therefore it is incumbent upon us to ask ourselves and say, am I using them in the best possible way? And the best possible way is in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when we use them in that way, then they lead to Jannah. Then that's an investment in ourselves, in our own Akhirah. And in that context, yesterday I went to Oxford to make salam and request dua from a dear friend of mine and one of the great scholars and researchers of our times, Sheikh Dr. Akram Nadwi, who, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him and give him a long and productive life. He has written many books, but one of the most important of those books, a research which has not been done till today in 1400 years of our history as Muslims. And if you look at his output, I doubt if that kind of research will ever be done, even in the future. Wallahu alam. He has written a book called Al-Muhaddithat. It is a biographical book about the women teachers of Hadith. Think about this. Today, one of the many false allegations that are leveled against Islam, especially against the ulama of Islam, by the jahilun, by the ignorant who are so ignorant that they do not even know that they're ignorant. One of the accusations, one of the false accusations, one of the buhtanat, one of the slanders that is leveled against the ulama is that the Quran and the Sunnah and the Hadith are taught and they are approached purely from a male perspective, and that there is a need to approach the Quran and the Sunnah from a female perspective. And this is one of the insane arguments of the feminist among our sisters. And I'm saying insane, and I'm saying ignorant for a very simple reason. Because Al-Muhaddithat, the kitab that Sheikh Akram Nadwi has written, is 40 volumes in size, 40 volumes in size. and it is a it has short biographical sketches of over 9,000 muhaddithat, over 9,000 muhaddithat, starting from the sahabiyat into the next generation of the tabi'in and so on. 9,000 women teachers of hadith. So who said that Islam needs a female interpretation and a female perspective on the Quran and Sunnah? We already have a female interpretation and a female perspective, alhamdulillah. This deen is complete, alhamdulillah, both in terms of how it was brought and in terms of how it is preserved and it is taught. Now, why am I telling you this? Because that book needs to be published. And obviously it's a big job because it's 40 volumes. And Sheikh Akram said I stopped at 40 volumes because I wasn't even sure whether I can get this published. So what's the point of doing more research? But I told him, I said, your job is to research and to write. And it's our job to get it published. And by our, I mean mine and yours. Everyone who's listening to this. From today onwards, there is a responsibility on you as a Muslim who is alive in this world today, and that is to get this book published. Alhamdulillah, we'll come back to you with details of what is to be done. What we plan, inshallah, is to have this book published. It's in Arabic. The Muqaddimah, the introduction, is 300 pages in size. It has been translated into English. But the rest of the book, there are 40 volumes, is in Arabic. What we intend to do, inshallah, is to publish it in Arabic and also an English translation. So we have to publish it and we have to get it translated and publish the English translation. Second thing is, I've also requested them to put this into, to digitize it and to put it into a searchable database so that people can find it easy to look for details and to search and so on and so forth into these biographies of these great women, our great teachers. There's as we say that women, we owe perhaps 25 to 30%, 25-30% of this deen to the women teachers of hadith. And one of the fantastic and most beautiful facts which Sheikh Akram mentioned to me, he said that in the entire history of hadith, from day one till today, he said there have been many men who have fabricated a hadith to whom are ascribed mawdu' hadith, but he said there is not a single woman who ever lied about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In 1430 years of history of Islam, not a single woman fabricated a hadith, never, from day one till today. I think it is something that, alhamdulillah, obviously our Muslim sisters quite justifiably can be proud of this fact, but I think we as men must be very proud of this, alhamdulillah, and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gave us women who have such amazing integrity that they never fabricated a hadith. So this book needs to be published. As I said, we'll come back to you. Meanwhile, make dua that Allah makes this easy. Believe me, the cost of the publication of that book will be less than the cars that some of you drive. So it's not, we're not talking about the mountain of gold, but we're talking about a very doable thing, which will be, inshallah, a testimony for us and a means of our deliverance on the day of judgment for all those who take part in that publication. So make dua. That's the second dua that I request you for today. Make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses Sheikh Akram, protects him, takes work from him, enables him to do more and more, and that we are able, and all of you, with all of your help, inshallah, that all of us will take part in ensuring that this book, inshallah, is published and is widely distributed and that becomes a source of great strength and great support for all those who work for the sake of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalala. And the third dua is for myself. Today I have a conference, the education conference, international conference on education, at which there are two lectures, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. And after that, I am taking a 16-hour flight to Malaysia for the LEC, the leadership course. As you can see, this deep bass voice is not for the it's not for the TVs. It's because I've got a bad throat and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah protect me from the effect of that. It's giving me various kinds of troubles. Anyway, I request therefore for your dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should enable me to say that which needs to be said, and should protect me from evil, and should open the hearts of people to the message that I want to give them with respect to Islamic education, and should take me, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should take me safely to Malaysia, because tomorrow we're beginning straight out of the 16-hour flight. After that, we have to begin the Leadership Excellence course in KL, the LEC in KL, which begins with Tahajjud, Alhamdulillah. So that's why I thought the best resource that I have, Alhamdulillah, is to request for your dua, and that's why I request for your dua. Jazakumullahu khairan. And the last piece of inshallah good news is that we have a whole group of people now in England who are very interested in doing the LEC here in England, and so therefore you will also hear from them after some time about their plans, and I look forward therefore to seeing many of you here in the UK in due course for the LEC. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept your du'as and to give you better than what you ask for, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to participate in all that pleases Him, and to be pleased with that and to accept it from us all insha'Allah. And Jazakallahu khairan for your du'as. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.